Welcome to Board Gamer. We have a special episode this week. We're going to talk about something that we don't usually tap into, but this week we will. I'm with Jay, who is normally on the other end of the camera, but this time we're in front of the camera, and we're going to talk about TCGs, one in particular, that has caught the nation. No, let's not say that. I guess it's a TCG that's come out recently that's a huge IP. You obviously love it and you've got us all into it. So, Jay, what is it?
So we're going to be talking about Star Wars Unlimited.
Nice, 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 nice. Now, as a big Star Wars fan, I'm looking forward to this.
It's a good game. It's a really good game. A lot of really cool things you can do. But yeah, it's really good fun. Really good fun.
Cool, cool. So let's get right into it. So let's talk about first why you got into Star Wars Unlimited. What was it that appealed to you about this?
So I've always liked card games and I've played TCGs in the past. And then it's just Star Wars. It's like, how can you not like Star Wars? I got into and played one of Fantasy Flight's old TCGs, which was Star Wars Destiny. But unfortunately, that got shuttered and they moved on to then make this. And yeah, it's really good. It's really addictive. It's got really good gameplay. It's just really good.
Nice, nice. So, I guess you introduced it. I've played it a couple of times, and I think you sort of started to introduce the wider scene of how big and the scope of what this could be. We went to UKG earlier this month. We went to see the Fantasy Flight discussion where they talk about it, and they said if you go and play, you get the free Grogu promo card. Nice, you've got it there. So, the one thing, I guess, I got the Darth and Luke previously, so I was like, let's go and play that, and then we'll get into it. When I played it before, I liked the concept of the game. I really do like those TCG games. I think they're quite fun. I think Star Wars Unlimited had a great gameplay. What my biggest concern was is how to get into it, the money pit that comes along with it. Yeah, so we started playing it, and now I'm in a position of putting my family in debt because thanks to you, I've ended up buying loads. I've got two boxes of them now, two decks that I play with. So, yeah, what I wanted to kind of go into is this as a game. We can talk about it as a trading card game soon, but I want to talk about the gameplay itself and why it's so good. Let's start with how does it play. So can you explain a little bit more about how the game actually plays?
So yeah, you basically build a deck, or if you buy the two starter sets, get a deck built for you, which includes a leader. So this is Darth Vader. I've got the right way around. And then you also get a base. So your leader is basically defending the base, and it's you're fighting against someone else. The playing field is kind of split up into two sides. You have your space arena, and then you have your ground arena. So certain cards are ground units. So you'll see ground at the very top. And then others, I just find one in here. So this X-Wing here is a space unit. So they go in separate fields. So you can't have ground units attacking space units and space units attacking ground units unless there's certain cards or certain vehicles that allow you to do that. And then it's just the first person to destroy the other person's base. And then what you've also got, which kind of adds a little bit more of a cool dimension to it, is these leaders. So this is Luke. Once per game has an epic action and he becomes a playable character, and then they come out onto the battlefield and basically if you get it all right, it'll destroy most things, or you'll come out, another leader will come out, they'll go head to head, fight, and then both end up going back into going out of play. But yeah, that's kind of the main way. So the main way is either to destroy the person's base or get the other person to run out of cards. Basically it.
That's it in a nutshell, I guess. So how does it differentiate between other TCGs, or maybe if there's people that have played things like Hearthstone or online sort of dueling games type thing, how does this different?
So with this with Ultimate, the mana system in here, the credit system, is slightly different. So in Hearthstone, you just have mana that comes out every turn. It's kind of like not a set amount, but it's like it's there and it's something separate to the actual cards. Whereas with this is when you draw cards, at the beginning you draw 6, and then you have to choose 2 of those cards to become your credits to then use to play cards later on. And then every time you draw, but basically when you refresh, everyone draws 2 cards. Out of those 2 cards, you can either put 1 down or none down, but you have to then use the cards that you draw as credits. So it's a little bit more technical of what you've got come in and what you've got in, what you know is in your deck, and that type of thing. So yeah, it's good.
I guess Lakana players would be used to that, because I think Lakana's got a similar sort of use cards as resources type mechanic.
I've not played any Lakana. I'll have to get in touch with Sam and see if he can destroy us with that as well.
Yeah, it's got the same thing. You draw a card and then you can resource a card, basically. But you do it, I think with Lakana, you draw sort of every turn. So when it comes back to your turn, you draw. As with this, you kind of play until you can't go anymore. Then you pass and then you draw your 2, don't you? So sounds really good. The one thing that kind of got me hooked once I started buying them is this aspect thing and the colours. Do you want to touch on that?
So let me give a look. So if we have a look at Luke here, you can see over this side he's got 2 aspects, and they help with you building your deck. So you have to match cards to those colours in your deck. You can also add an extra one. So let's see. So I run Luke Blue, which everyone kind of hates because it's super cringe and super annoying for people. But yeah, so because that's blue, I can run blue and basically grey yellow cards for my deck. For Darth Vader, he runs red and black, and then I've got a green base, so my cards are red, black and green that I can play in this deck. And then there are also cards that are neutral and have no aspect, so they can be played in anything, but each aspect and each deck kind of has a certain feel to it. So a lot of the red and black, so it's aggression and villainy. Aggression is very loads of damage, get as much damage out as you possibly can. And then you've got Sentinel and Heroism, isn't it? Or Vigilance? I can never remember. Vigilance and Sentinel, isn't it? Yeah. They're very, especially with Luke here, it's all about putting shields out. So it doesn't matter how much damage you do, as long as you've got enough shields to kind of slowly wear away at the other person's base. And there's so much more, because there's about 6 aspects altogether. So the decks are all different. You can get multiple different leaders that run different decks. But yeah, it's really good fun. It's really good fun.
I just looked it up. It's Vigilance, Aggression, Heroism, Command, Cunning, and Villainy. That's it. Trying to remember what. So Vigilance is the. That's got like higher health pool, isn't it? It's harder to take them out. That's the blue.
So that's, Heroism and, Heroism and Vigilance, they are.
And then, so the cunning ones, they're all about sort of the actual things on the card, I assume. It's like the actions that you play, they always have some effect.
It's more like playing, yeah, playing the effects of the cards and getting your, more like a like controlling type thing. So trying to get your opponent to exhaust cards, throw cards away, just kind of be a bit sneaky with it and that type of thing.
I think it's brilliant. I think it's the best part of the game, is really working out which aspects you're taking. And I think, if I'm right, you can take other cards in that you haven't got, but it costs you more resources, so it's not a good idea.
Yeah, it normally does. I've not seen a lot of the high-end players do that. A lot of the time, they do stick to a certain meta, and they do stick to certain aspects. I think the only time I've seen it is a couple of times when people have done a draft, like a draft deck where they've played draft games, and it's the only option they've got, so that they have to play that. But yeah, a lot of the time they just play and stick to the same aspects that their deck's built out of.
Yeah. So I know previously they released a game called the Deck Building, Star Wars the Deck Building game. How does this differ from that?
So the deck building game is its own like contained thing. So that there's no, like, at the moment, I don't think there is any expansions for it or anything like that. It's kind of like a board game. You get it, it's got the cards in there, and you play what you're given. It's similar. There's some similar aspects to it. Like, obviously, you've got cards you can play, all Star Wars base. You have to attack bases, but this time it's planets. So it's this similar type of concept, but obviously, with the TCG, they've got 7 sets coming out. It's all about collecting. It's all about finding the rares, finding the shinies, the legendaries. Whereas with the deck building game, it's its own thing.
Definitely. That's the one thing that just gets me going. Opening those booster packs. Gone a bit mental with it. I think that's just, yeah, even as I've got older, there's still this inner child of wanting to find rares and legendaries and foils and knowing that I've got it. I think it's just so cool.
So when I first bought into it, I just seen a video on YouTube and I just thought it was kind of similar to the deck building game, but they just add extra stuff. And then I was going to go, oh cool, I'm going to buy into it, and then because it looks really cool. And then I kept watching videos and people pulling stuff, and they're pulling out a shiny and some rares and some cards. I'm like, oh no, I have to buy this now. So went down, and when I bought the base set, I then bought a couple of booster packs with it, and then that kind of started it. Just got a few shinies in that, and then that kind of scratched the itch, and it's like, oh yeah, okay, cool, let's get more. So yeah, it's good.
So yeah, I remember, so on last week's episode we talked about the draft pick that I did, or actually we did. Forgot that we were there. We were both doing it. So we did that draft pick. We bought a box of booster packs. We divvied it. And I remember thinking, I don't have a clue what I'm doing here. I'm just going to keep getting cards with the same colours. That's about the most I remembered. And I remember when I got them and I came back home and I started to like look into it. I watched a few YouTube videos and I realised I've got a semi-decent deck started and I got a couple of decent leaders, so I thought actually I could probably build on this. And I remember I went to one of these websites, I think it was Magic Madhouse, and I started buying some singles to like build out a deck, and I couldn't believe how much some cards were, even though they weren't shinies or what they call hyperspace cards with a borderless sort of frame. It's crazy how much singles can go for in it. And I guess that's what the biggest difference with TCGs and LCGs are. LCG being the deck building game. Like you say, you just kind of get the deck and that's it, and you've got to wait for an expansion to come out. Whereas this, you've got so much scope to build on it, whether that's in the collectible side of it or whether that's in the actual wanting to play the game side of it. I just think that's amazing. But yeah, I think once I started seeing all these shiners as well, I thought the collectible side of it was super exciting and interesting. Yeah, so yeah, I just found it really interesting that even without buying the shinies, the hyperspace cards, that there are cards that are still worth quite a bit of money, even though they're just average normal cards.
It shows that they're being played more than collected, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's the beautiful thing about TCGs over LCGs, is that there's the collectible thing, not just playing the game.
Yeah. You got the two worlds that kind of either boost it up or, yeah, the two aspects of it, keep it healthy and hopefully a little not too expensive and not too mental.
Yeah, right. No, I'm joking. If you were, so I guess we talked about like how you got into it. If you were somebody who is interested and you thought, this actually sounds pretty cool, I wouldn't mind giving this a go, what's the best way of getting into it?
The best way, I think, is if you're not wanting to spend a lot of money, is buying the starter packs. So you've got the Luke and Darth Vader one from the first set, and then you've got the new one coming out soon, the new starter of the Mandalorian and Moth Gideon. Yeah,
nice. So yeah, the new set, I guess that's the exciting thing, isn't it?
That is the exciting thing.
So that comes out, when does that come out?
The 12th of July. Yeah, not next week, but the week after. Yeah, a couple of weeks away.
Yeah, that's exciting. So what do we expect in that new set that's coming out?
So they're adding, from what I can remember, like 18 new leaders, and about, I think they're adding a few more new bases and stuff as well, but they're not going to be like, I don't think they're rare bases, or they're going to be like mainly commons, I think, just because I think they didn't want, from what I heard, they didn't want to like flood everything with all the super powerful new stuff. They're going to be adding 3 new keywords. So they're adding smuggle, they're adding bounties, and they're adding capturing. So the whole idea is of like the underworld. So bounties, so you'll have cards that have got bounties on them. So if you destroy those cards, you collect the bounties. If you capture those cards, so capturing is you take a card, put it under your card, and it is then out of play until the card that's captured it is killed, and then it goes back into the owner's hand. And then you'll have smuggle as well. So this is going to really shake things up quite a bit, I think, because smuggle allows you to use all the cards that you put down for credits. You're going to be able to use them as basically a second hand. So you'll have to pay an extra cost and have, I think, a certain couple of aspects out on the field to be able to then swap the cards out. So that's going to be pretty cool. That's going to be some interesting decks you can build with that.
So you touched on there's a starter deck coming out. You say that's Mandalorian and Moff Gideon. If you wanted to go down the booster pack, I know that we're going to do another draft because we were so excited, thought it was the best thing ever. We're doing another draft. If you wanted to go down the booster pack, what do you get in a booster? What's in the pack?
So in a booster pack, it will be 16 cards, I believe. You'll have a leader and a base, and then you'll have 14 other cards in there. Normally you'll have one shiny at the very back, and then hopefully you'll have maybe a legendary, you'll have a couple of rares, I think 4 or 5 uncommons, and the rest are going to be commons.
Nice, I can't wait to try it. So I guess we've talked about everything and everything about Star Wars Unlimited. There obviously is going to be so much more scope to this. We look forward to see what they do with future sets. Fantasy Flight are good at this sort of thing, and they've had Star Wars IP for however long. So it's definitely worth getting into if you're into the TCG side of it. And I would say that the actual gameplay of it, for a card game, is super cool. Really, really like it. So, in terms of your decks, what do you like playing with?
So, I've had probably the most success with my Luke Blue deck, just because he is the most annoying character. He's very annoying, you can attest to that. It's a lot of healing your base and a lot of putting down shields on shields on shields. I really like, there's a really cool combo that you get in the starter deck, which is kind of, my Luke deck is just a upgraded version of the starter deck. You get C-3PO and R2-D2, and they combo so well together. It's very cool. So you can get R2-D2 when you play him or when he attacks. You get to look at the top card of your deck. If you like it, you can leave it there. If you don't, you can put it at the bottom. But then if you also play his mate, C-3PO, when C-3PO is played or attacked, you guess a number between 1 and however. If the number you guess is the same as the card on the top of your deck, you get to keep that card and then put it into your hand. So it's a lot of comboing them two off each other, and then being very annoying by putting a shield on R2-D2, who does one damage, and then every time anyone hits him, just take the shield off, put it back on with Luke, take the shield. It's very annoying. It can be countered, but it's normally, it's a little, you have to be, I need to look up how to counter him just so I can build a deck, because I know how annoying it is, so that when, if I do actually get to play against it, I'll know how to destroy it quickly.
So yeah, I played against Matt, and I was Luke, and he was playing Darth Vader. I think we touched on it, and I used Obi-Wan, who's a sentinel, so he acts like a bodyguard. If you played Hearthstone, it's the taunt move. You can't attack the base or the units until you've taken out the sentinel. I just kept shielding him with Luke, and then Matt was struggling to sort of like pick me off. By the time he took the shield off, I had time to re-put the shield back on. I think I've got a green Sabine deck, which is aggro, and it's all low cost, lots of minions, and I think that could overwhelm it a little bit, because you can just use one of your small ones to just pick off the shield and then hammer it with loads of little minion attacks. So that'd probably be a good way of doing it. But I know that with that, I know Matt struggled, and I know we had a game where I played with your Darth deck. I got Darth Vader out, I got his lightsaber out, I managed to buff him up even more with some experience tokens. He was a bad man.
He was a very bad man, a very scary man.
It was very scary, but then you just countered it by putting this one, I think you did some damage to him, and then you put this shield token on a snow speeder, and it got to the point where I couldn't do it. And I think you sentineled something as well, so I couldn't attack the snow speeder, I could attack the thing, but it was just, there was nothing I could really do, and it kind of just, you just countered out my Darth really quickly, and I was really gutted that I just didn't hit your base really hard with Darth just once. So I found it really difficult, but I think it's a clever little system. Like you say, I think if you can get those cards that just allow you to just keep putting more cards in your hand, put them down, put shields on them, I think it's great.
Yeah, Darth Vader's really, his deck is very economy dependent. So the times that I've beaten Luke relatively quickly was when I got all the low-cost cards out as soon as I could. I got a load of low-cost cards, and then I got a couple of super laser technicians out as well, which then meant that I could actually get Darth Vader out before Luke, which means you can then swing harder, because obviously there's no sentinels out. You can attack the base, and he is about 7 damage, I think, he can do with his lightsaber and a couple other things, so he can swing really hard.
Yeah, definitely. Those aggression decks are good for that, because even with the green Sabine one I've got a few low-level sort of aggression cards, and they do hit hard or play well for that sort of thing. The other one I've got, I've started, and Edenversio. And she is a blue villainy deck, double blue, and it's all about control. It works really well, I think, against the sort of aggro decks, because she uses a lot of one-time use cards. They call them tactics, I believe, in this game. They're like one-time
use.
You've
got events as well.
Yeah, so one-time use, and it takes out units really, really quickly. So I've got a few of those. I've got a Count Dooku, and he does a when played, if... I think it's when played... He does, if one of your units is on minus on 4 or less HP, he just takes him out. Super, super cool card, especially if you've got something like Luke who's on low HP but he's getting shielded or something, like you can just play him and just wipe him out maybe.
I do want to Count Dooku. I'm very tempted to try and get myself like a very, very, very low cost deck ready for the smuggle, because if you can get a shed ton of super low cost smuggle cards, you can just keep swapping them in and out, and then you kind of don't know what to do. That'd be pretty fun.
That'd be incredible. It'd be interesting to see how that would work,
but I think you're gonna need to, it's just tough though, because you can only have three of the same card in a deck. You'd have to make sure that there's enough, and it might not be doable. I'll have to have a look around on the database and see what's there and have a play around.
Definitely. So one thing we just need to caveat, I guess, towards the end is that at the moment it is super difficult to find booster packs until the new one comes out. I know we tried it a couple of weeks ago to get quite a few packs. We managed to get a few from some random shop in the middle of nowhere, just outside of Manchester. But
I wish we didn't have audio problems for that. That was a really good. So yeah, we filmed this already.
We
went
did.
To Good Time Games. Had a good time.
It was great.
It was really good, but yeah, we had audio problems. I forgot to turn the mics on. At one point, we did have spare mics, but they were picking up echoes and stuff, so that was a little bit
I think
disappointing.
All our mics are really sensitive, so, and it was quite noisy. Good testament to the cafe for being so busy. But yeah, we were fighting with background noise through it, so we just decided to re-record this, just so it's clear. But yeah, we did a pack opening. What we'll probably do something again maybe when we've got the new deck. I think we're going to do a bit of a pack opening session. That's going to be exciting, pretty cool. So I look forward to that.
I'm thinking we could also... I'm going to get the starter deck pack, because they've got a couple of cards in there that are only going to be in the starter decks and not in the boosters.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be worth getting some of them. There are going to be some reprints because they needed to... And they were saying that they can't just make the same card but in a different colour. Otherwise, that they'll have the exact same cards, just different colours, and they didn't want to do that. So there are some reprints, but there are going to be some cards that are new and are not going to be in the boosters. So, I'd like to do it like a review on that, and maybe a couple of games just in the base kit, maybe before we can then do the draft, I think, at some point, aren't we?
Yeah, we'll do the draft. I think we're going to record it. We're going to show it. It's exciting. Can't wait.
We haven't explained the draft yet, have we?
No. I guess we talked about it last week. Do you want to talk about the draft?
Yeah, so the draft is pretty cool. From what I've seen, you can have up to... six players at a time, isn't it? Six or seven?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that, but the minimum is basically four. And what you do is you buy a full pack of 24 boosters. 24 boosters, so it's a full booster pack with boosters in. It's a little bit expensive. We split it four ways, so it worked out a little bit cheaper. And then basically what you do is everyone picks three packs. They open one pack each to begin with. And you put the leaders and bases in the middle. You go through the pack, pick one card that you like, keep hold of that, pass the pack on. And you keep doing that round and round and round until the first pack's empty. Once you've done that, you then each pick a base or a leader. Is that how we did it? I can't remember how we did it at the time.
Yeah, once we had run out of cards, then we had a first player token type thing.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you open another pack, and then you do the same thing again until you've got a hand of around, a deck around about 40, 45 cards. So it's not a full deck, it's like a three quarters deck, basically. And then that left a few packs over, but we played a game, I think I played against you first, didn't I, Tim? You beat me. And then we each opened another pack and then did the same thing until that pack was done. So then we could then build upon the deck that we already had, and then we switched over. So I then went against Emma. I felt sorry for Emma because Sam had picked Boba Fett. I'd picked Boba Fett. And then she basically fought Boba Fett twice in a row and lost both times, which I felt quite sad about. And then we had two packs each left over, so we got that, and me and you had opened them before they'd even hit the table, it felt like.
Yeah, we did.
Sam and Emma were laughing at us.
School kids, weren't we?
Yeah. And it was good. You pulled a decent... Was it you? Yeah, you pulled a decent card. I think Sam pulled a decent card as well.
Yeah, I got a shiny... Boba Fett, no disintegrations, and then Sam pulled a Darth Vader shiny. I don't think they were hyperspaces, but they were foiled and they're worth a bit. So, but yeah, really cool cards. I've put mine in a top loader just to keep it really safe. So it's like cased away.
Are you gonna sell it or are you just gonna hold on
to
it?
Once I put my family in debt because I bought too many cards and I need some money, I'll sell it. But I quite like having it. I think it's quite cool. Just personal pride more than anything.
I floated the idea that we should have a board gamer investment box, which obviously we get to open, and then whatever we pull that's decent can sell or start selling ourselves and see if we can start making back money that way.
Definitely.
It'd be cool. It'd be very cool.
I wanted to also... So an idea that I think we should look at doing is when we do the draft, there's a mode, isn't there, called Twin Sons, which is a 1v1v1v1, so it's a four player. Every man for themselves. And I think you play like two leaders.
So yeah, you play two leaders, one base. Yeah, one base. But you can only have one of each card in your deck. So normally you can have up to three. So if I had, I could have three Yodas in my deck. But in the Two Sons one, it's only one Yoda. I believe the deck is still 50. And then you've got other things. I need to look into the rules again, but you've got... So instead of just doing normal actions, you have an extra action. There's one called Blast, where you do one damage to everyone else's base. There's one where you are able to claim initiative, and then there's one where I think you're able to either heal, or you can pick like an experience token to go onto something. So it just kind of like speeds the game up, because otherwise people will just be playing it slow, not trying to attack. And it's just one way to kind of keep it going.
I've heard really good things. I've heard some people saying they only play Twin Sons because they love it so much. So I've heard it's a really good, clever game. So I'd like to have a go at it.
Yeah, I've seen many YouTube videos saying this is how to do multiplayer and all that jazz. So it's going to be good. I need to bone up on the rules of that. But yeah, it'd definitely be interesting.
Definitely. So... I guess that's Star Wars Unlimited. We've got loads of cards, loads of different aspects to play, loads of different strategies.
Loads of boxes and card holders and sleeves all over the place as well.
Oh, and mats and all sorts. You could get really into it. I always talk about Board Gamer being a board game brand. But I feel like the more we see these TCGs, and let's face it, we've seen quite a few coming out. We know like Magic's been around, Pokemon's been around, Yu-Gi-Oh's been around, Lucana's come out, and then we've had Star Wars Unlimited. We saw One Piece, like from the anime. Yeah. There was one called Altered that's a slightly different mechanic that looks quite good.
That's getting kickstarted at the moment. I think it's still on Kickstarter.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I think it's online. You can play it on BGA, I think. I think that we need to embrace these TCGs as quality card games that we can play, really good for the family to get involved in. And the community for these things are really good always. So,
yeah, card games are always, I think, some of the easiest to pick up. Because like, I can remember the first things that I used to play as a kid with mum and dad and my brother was always playing cards, a card game, either like Go Fish or Rummy or anything like that. There's always, everyone picks it up super quick.
Yeah, definitely. Card games are great. And the nice thing about these TCGs is they just offer, if you're into that sort of like chess mindset and you like that strategic, like how can I outmaneuver my opponent? If you're really into that, this is kind of blends the two together really well in a really cool IP as well, because Star Wars is one of the best universes to get involved in. It's just great fun. So yeah, so if you haven't played Star Wars Unlimited, we encourage you to give it a go. Look out for our future videos, and we look forward to talking about it more in the future.
Yeah, so I'll be hopefully putting up some more videos and stuff of them myself. So if I get hold of packs, that is, I'll probably do some pack openings. But yeah, definitely worth getting into it. Head down to your local board game shop, board game cafe. A lot of places have like a local play evening which you can book onto and play with other people, and they also normally offer prizes for winning a couple of games. But yeah, it's definitely worth it. It's a very social game as well.
I am going to do it. I'm on holiday next week, but when I get back, I'm going to pop down. So there's a local board game cafe in town. They do one on a Monday night, so I'm going to go down and give it a go.
That's cool. Yeah, Fanboy 3 does theirs on a Thursday night, so I'm going to book in probably next week as well to go and give that a go.
Yeah, definitely. It was great to obviously have you on front of the camera for a change. Everyone can meet Jay Rain, who notoriously works hard behind the scenes, so it's good to get you involved. Hopefully we can bring more of the board gamer team on camera. Like I say, I think we'll be doing some more videos with this sort of side of it as well. So welcome to the world of videos.
It's been good fun editing behind. I've been on since Games That Gone Down Well. I think that was the first one that I edited, which was episode 6, I think. And then ever since then, I've done most of them. You've done a couple. Normally, if either one of us has been busy and that type of thing. But yeah, it's been good. It's been good fun.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's been great fun. I think it's such a good, fun community and a good industry to be involved in. Obviously, it's a big passion, so it doesn't feel like work. It feels like we're just messing about. We shouldn't really say that on camera, but that's what we're doing. Figuring it out, messing about, having a laugh.
UKGE was fun. That was my first ever time, was when the last one that just been, and that was really good fun.
Yeah, big shout out to UKG as well. If that's another good thing to mention, is that next year, obviously, I'm pretty sure they were there last year, they were there this year. I'm sure next year Star Wars will have a stand again. If you haven't, definitely book in to go to UKG next year. There'll be all the new cards and whatnot they'll be talking about. So good place to kind of get involved, and there's tournaments there as well, so if you do get into it, you can sign into tournaments there. So I think we might have to do that next year.
You'll see the board game a lot standing in the line, trying to get the new special card, whatever that will be.
That'll be us, yeah. But yeah, no, it's been good. So I guess till 2 weeks' time, when the new one comes out, that's when we will do a new video on it. So look out for it, and we'll catch you all on the next episode. See you later.
See you later, guys. Bye-bye.